This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Nurses at UW Health in Madison have been trying since December to get their newly formed union recognized by the Health Systems Board. So far, to no avail. The labor tensions at UW Health offer a glimpse into a nationwide pattern of unrest that's seen thousands of nurses and other hospital workers walking off the job over what they see as unsafe staffing levels. And as Bram Sable-Smith reports, UW Health is not the only Wisconsin hospital affected.
Nurses at UW Health did have a union prior to the passage of Act 10. That 2011 law prohibited the hospital from engaging in collective bargaining. 3 years later, the nurses' last contract expired.
As soon as our contract ended, little changes started happening.
Sherry Signer's been a nurse at UW Hospital for 17 years. She says there were changes to things like the premiums nurses got paid for working undesirable shifts or tuition reimbursements for taking classes. Those were the little perks that came with the job. But those are not the changes that prompted dozens of nurses to hold a press conference last December with this announcement.
So we're taking back power on our own terms and organizing to win back our union.
This organizing effort, Signer says, is about staffing. Studies show that as nurses spend less time with patients, health outcomes worsen. And Signer is worried.
We are really concerned about our license because of unsafe staffing conditions. We're concerned about patients because it is not safe staffing ratios.
Signer says the trouble really began in 2017 when UW Health CEO Dr. Alan Kaplan announced an ambitious target of saving $80 million in 18 months, a need Kaplan attributed to an industry-wide trend of growing expenses outpacing revenues. Kaplan was not available for an interview for this story. Signer says nurses felt the pinch.
Nurses were told constantly to think about ways that we could try to save money.
Over the following months, UW Health reduced the number of paid working hours for its staff. A tool was developed to track the productivity of various hospital units. As nurses would quit or retire, many of those jobs would not be replaced. By December 2018, the system employed 284 fewer nurses than it had the year before. Nurses say that put an extra burden on those who remained. UW Health is not the only hospital trying to rein in labor costs. Across town at St. Mary's Hospital, nurses are expressing similar concerns about what they see as dangerous staffing ratios spurred by its own productivity tool. More than a dozen current and former St. Mary's employees were interviewed for this story. Most asked not to be named, fearing reprisal. All described their hospital units as understaffed. Two nurses, for example, point to a recent weekend in the labor and delivery unit where a woman in active labor was calling for pain medication, only to be left alone for an hour as her nurse assisted with an emergency elsewhere. A spokesperson for St. Mary's said the hospital's staffing meets patient needs at all times. Disputes like this have led nurses to go on strike at hospitals in at least five states, and Michelle Mahan of National Nurses United says nurses have reason to be upset.
We are in the midst of a grand social experiment where we're literally willing to gamble our lives.
Mahan says there's been a shift in healthcare from a caregiving model to a manufacturing one, which deploys data-driven algorithms to eliminate waste, including a nurse with downtime. Nearly 70% of hospitals report using some type of manufacturing model to improve efficiency. Back at UW Health, a spokesman says non-physician staffing is back to the same levels they were before 2017. But Sherry Signer and other UW nurses say staffing issues persist.
We're nurses for a reason. We want to help people. We want to do the best for them. We hope that someday that's returned to us.
And a union, Signer says, is the way that's going to happen. Bram Sable-Smith, Wisconsin Public Radio.